KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 54 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and mild today. High of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Iowa State Patrol late Sunday afternoon released information pertaining to a single vehicle personal injury accident that occurred Friday night in Pottawatomie County. Officials say the driver of the car, 83-year-old Charles Miller, and his passenger, 75-year-old Shirley Miller, both of Coleman, South Dakota, suffered minor scratches and complained of pain but refused transport to the hospital. The couple were wearing their seatbelts. According to the report, Charles Miller was driving a full-size Chevy pickup southbound on Interstate 29 at around 7:45 p.m. with his cruise control set to 70 miles per hour. He exited at mile marker 74 to eastbound I-680 but didn't intend to do so and was unable to negotiate the posted 30-mile-per-hour curve. His pickup left the road and sideswiped a tree, causing disabling damage to the vehicle. Police in Creston report two recent OWI-related arrests. 30-year-old Samantha Whitfield of Creston was arrested Friday for OWI first offense, and 21-year-old Zachary Koch of Creston was arrested Sunday, also for OWI first offense. Both were later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. And Creston Specialty Care reported to police Friday morning that a client had her wallet taken from her room. The family was advised to cancel any credit cards. The loss is estimated at $50. A man and woman were arrested Saturday evening on drug charges in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports 42-year-old Victor and 44-year-old Ann Ingram, both of Shenandoah, were arrested at around 5 p.m. in Sydney following an investigation into the illegal delivery of methamphetamine. The Ingrams were each charged with delivery of meth and conspiracy to deliver meth. The couple was brought to the Fremont County Jail, where Ann Ingram was being held on $50,000 bond, and Victor Ingram's bond was set at $150,000. An investigation into the couple's activities is ongoing. The Fremont County Sheriff said also 19-year-olds Skylar Bruning and Garrett Helvig, both of Shenandoah, were arrested following a traffic stop at around 2 a.m. Saturday. Bruning was charged with OWI first offense, while Helvig faces a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail with Bruning's bond set at $1,000, while bond for Helvig was set at $300. An April trial has been scheduled for an 18-year-old in the drug death of a Sioux City High School student. Online court records say Rose Mao has pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and delivery of a controlled substance. Sioux City television station KCAU reports that Mao was accused of selling synthetic marijuana to West High School senior Austin McLeod. McLeod died in April after smoking the drug. Mao's trial is set to begin April 26th. The Iowa Department of Public Health says they plan to give out $3 million in federal funding to help provide more treatment for those with addictions to prescription drugs and heroin. The department's Monica Wilkie Brown said those who are addicted will be treated with a couple of different types of medication.
There's been a limited level of treatment options for people who wanted to use medications, and the research has really gotten very well developed over the last few years to show that treatment is more effective when it's combined with medication for some people in some cases.
Brown says the medications that treat the addiction work in a couple of ways.
Some work in the brain to reduce the cravings that people have for the drug, and others make it less pleasurable for a person to use the drugs.
The grant money will go to substance abuse providers who have medical professionals on their staff who can monitor and use of the medication to help the patients. Brown says that's important because of the differences in how people react to treatment.
One person might have success with methadone, and another person might have success with naltrexone or something like that. And just like, you know, individuals are different, they respond differently to different medications.
And she says the number of people admitted for the treatment of addiction for the pain-killing drug known as opioids has gone up rapidly.
It's increased 152% just from 2007 to 2012. And one of the things that is a particular concern with opioid drugs is that whether they're prescription drugs or heroin, is that the risk of overdose is great, and people can die from overdose.
She says 33 Iowans died from opioid overdose deaths last year.
And as people get more and more pain medications, usually legitimately after a surgery or an injury of some sort, then some people end up addicted and with a disorder for using that opioid. And so we've seen that increase here in Iowa, just as they've seen across the country.
19 people died in Iowa last year from heroin overdoses. Brown says there will be treatment services available across the state.
You know, if you Google Iowa drug treatment or look on the drugfreeiowa.org website, there are treatment locators so people can find a service close to them. There's also lots of agencies, but people can also reach out to their physician and ask for a referral for specialized services, because substance abuse treatment is really medical care for a chronic condition.
$1 million of the money from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration will be distributed each year for a three-year period. Governor Terry Branstad's effort to privatize Iowa's Medicaid program continues to move forward, though critics are raising questions about the projected cost savings, how contracts have been awarded, and just how this will impact patients. Tomorrow, Legislative Oversight Committee will hold the first of two scheduled hearings to review the privatization plans. Branstad said the move to private management will mean more streamlined service at a lower cost. But some involved in the Medicaid system and patients are questioning whether they will still get the care they need. Iowa's Medicaid program provides care to poor children, families with disabled people, as well as some low-income adults. It's funded with a $4.2 billion in state and federal dollars. Iowans are coming together this fall to talk about what they want for outdoor amenities in their state. The Biennial Research Enhancement, or rather Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP assemblies, give all Iowans an opportunity to discuss their vision of Iowa's outdoor recreation, soil and water enhancement, historical resources, land management, and more. Upcoming REAP meetings include November 3rd in Clarinda at the Lead Center, and that'll be for residents of Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, and Page counties. November 4th in Neola at Breezy Lodge for residents of Pottawatomie, Harrison, Shelby, and Cass counties. And November 5th in Bondurant at the Public Library for residents of Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Marion, Polk, Story, and Warren counties. REAP assemblies are locally led meetings where issues can be brought forth and voted upon. The meetings begin with an open house, and they're followed by the assembly from 6:30 until 8 p.m. Each assembly represents a region of counties, and participants are required to attend the region for the county in which they reside. Each year, REAP provides funding for local projects through a grant process, and each year the requests for city and county grants exceed the amount available by two or three times. Since the program debuted in 1989, more than $300 million has been awarded to more than 14,500 projects. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.